Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two. Welcome. This is the Garden America Radio Show. 2 hours every Saturday from now on at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. And our director and studio coordinator, Jeremiah, will put you in line. We'll get you on the air. You can also email me. That's bmain22@gmail.com. And we can answer your questions via email. Now, during the break, we talked about all the rain we've been having here in San Diego. And, of course, we talked about succulents, Bob. And you mentioned briefly what people should do if they're getting all that rain, because succulents themselves are moist. It's water to begin with, and too much water can hurt them. What's your advice?
And it's not just for Southern California either.
Anybody. I
mean, like we were talking with Nick, and he's saying it's 60-some degrees there. They've got the same deal going on as well. But if you've got torrents of rain coming down like we've had, if you can't get them under something then at least, if nothing else, tip the pot over on its side. Chances are the plants aren't going to fall out.
Right.
But that at least keeps the water from building up in the pot. They need water. They love water. They are 98% water.
Yeah.
But when you get so much in there,
they'll just rot and fall off, right?
The roots can't take it up because the plants can't take on any more.
It's like filling a jug. A gallon of milk can only take a gallon of milk.
Yeah, and what are you going to do with the other half a gallon? Well, it's got to go someplace, you know.
Yeah, but that's a good point. It can only take up so much water.
And also, and Tiger just said it explodes, and that is exactly what happens.
Yeah,
they will get edema, which is the plant cells have taken on so much water that they actually pop. And their cell walls break, and then you get the black spots and the collapsing of the tissue.
Yeah.
And then it's an ugly-looking plant.
I think I've seen that before.
Yeah.
Back in my early days when I knew nothing about what I was doing.
And especially when it's cool. When it's like cool weather and really wet, then you've really got the edema problem as a possibility. So
edema.
Edema.
There you go.
Yep. Just like in people, you can get edema too.
Now, you sell succulents and cactus, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
There's still confusion about a succulent versus a cactus, and all cactuses have needles on them. I mean,
right.
What is the general intelligence of the customer that comes
in? Well, I'd say first off, you got to remember right now, people, when they talk about succulents and cactus, the trend is succulents.
Yep.
You know, people aren't really into cacti because, you know, they kind of are the ones that kind of will most of the time have spines on them.
They're the not friendly cousins.
Yeah. And they're kind of hard to work with. it's easy to work with a nice, pretty little sedum or echeveria, but, you know, so, you know, when it comes to picking out the varieties, but it's fun to throw in the woolly cacti or something just to kind of mix it up a little bit into something
you
that
have to,
you're not going to be working with on a daily basis.
You have to be a little bit careful when you do that. I mean, you can do it, but the cactus, as opposed to the succulents, they have a little bit different watering requirements. And so sometimes if you've got cactus in with succulents, if you're watering for the succulents, you're giving too much water to the cactus.
Cactus, yeah.
And if you do it the other way around, the succulents have a better chance of making it, but they're not going to look as good. But if you've got enough drainage in there, then you're pretty much good to go. Everybody's happy at that point. So,
and we should mention, too, there are a lot of varieties. People think they're green and there's no color.
No,
there's
no.
A lot of color in various varieties of succulents.
And we've got hybridizers on staff at the nursery that have been working on new hybrids and new combinations of these plants for 20 years. Some of these people have been doing this. And the stuff they come up with is just incredible. So you keep looking every year. There's going to be something new. I know we're going to have some new succulents going to hit the stores this year, and a couple of new cactus too.
Really?
Yeah. The you know, the tiger, the peanut cactus, which is kind of you know, they're maybe as big as your thumb, and they get kind of big flowers on them. Whatever.
Okay.
Renee O'Connell at our place has bred them now to where it's a big cactus.
Really?
And, I mean, we're talking 6 inches tall, maybe a little bit taller, and thick around, covered with flowers. I mean, absolutely just like it's exploded with flowers.
So I picture, again, people with white lab coats on, and they're in there, and they're experimenting, and they're, you know, got Petri dishes, and they're picking this. And
well, you know, we do have that in the tissue culture lab, but what they're doing is Renee and Kelly Griffin – They forego the labs. They're walking around in wet jeans and an old T-shirt or sweatshirt.
Sure.
But when they come up with something really, really terrific, then they send it off to the tissue culture lab. And then we grow it that way, because that way you can get thousands of plants really quick instead of
with those exact same genetics, too.
Yeah, to look exactly
and
like
I would imagine they want to do it several times to make sure they can guarantee to get the same results.
Oh, yeah, and we grow them on for a while to make sure that it does come true to what they've done. But in the tissue culture lab, it's booties on the feet, and it's white coats.
Yep.
And
sterile environment?
Yep, hair nets and all that kind of stuff, so... Yeah,
it's really amazing. If you ever go to a propagation house, so this is where the mother stock of plants come from, where they take cuttings or different things. They keep that propagation house. I mean, in some degree, depending on the size of the nursery, that one propagation house that might have, I don't know, say 1,000 plants, 5,000 plants in it, in theory is millions, if not billions of dollars of inventory, because that's where it all comes from.
Right.
So they have to do their ultimate best to make sure that it doesn't ever get diseased.
Yep.
There's no bugs in there. Mm-hmm. And also, like you're kind of saying, they keep the genetics the same, so they can't have cross-pollination. They can't have plants mixing around with each other. You know, they got to keep them separate. The boys and the girls separate in there. They can't have them.
That's one of Renee's famous lines that always gets us laughing, because she'll come out with a new hybrid of something. And you'll say, well, Renee, what are the parents? And she'll go, well, it was kind of over by the whatever. And, you know, there were some birds that got in the house. Because she didn't purposely make the cross herself. But she grew on the seed from that plant. And it obviously didn't look like the plant it came from.
And if you don't know the cross, you can't replicate it again, right?
Necessarily? Well, not if you're going to make the cross. You could replicate the plant again by doing it vegetatively or through the tissue culture.
Yeah.
But so those usually become what's called unknown hybrid.
Hybrid.
But, you know, it's amazing. When you work with these plants for as many years as she has, and like Kelly with his aloes and agaves and things, they can look at something like that, and they have a pretty good idea of what it was, especially if they know what else was in the house. You know, if this one is nearby those guys and it kind of looks like whatever, they can pretty much nail it down. But again, you can't prove it. So
I love when they find new plants. There's a penstemon out there that I always refer when talking about this subject, and there's a penstemon out there called Margarita Bop.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful kind of little blue, purple, pink flowered penstemon. It's absolutely gorgeous. And people say, "Oh, it's a funny name, Margarita Bop."
Yeah, because it's capital letters B O P.
Capital letters B O P. Yeah. And I love to tell them the story because it's the way that it got named and the way that this plant was found was there was a grower, and this was growing at the base of a steps by a woman's house named Margarita, and it stands for back of the porch.
And so she just found it.
I don't think she necessarily found it. I think
he found it.
He found it.
I heard then, bottom of the porch or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's just fun because you're like, hey, look it.
It was a natural hybrid or a natural mutation or something.
Margarita Bop.
Bop.
Yeah. You know, the history of names, fascinating.
Yeah.
How things get named. Interesting. It is 15 minutes after the hour. One more time with the quote of the week, which reads as follows. The greatest service which can be rendered any country is to add a useful plant to its culture. And we do agree with that. That was Thomas Jefferson. All right, we've got about 16 minutes after the hour. Going to be taking a break in about a minute. And our guest is, it's Andrew, correct, Tiger?
Yeah, we're going to be talking with Andrew Mefford, and he's with growingformarket.com.
And we're going to be talking, I would imagine, among other things, vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables. And he's got a book coming out in February that will be kind of hinting on vegetables.
Okay.
But also, he's a plant geek. So if you're thinking about putting a vegetable garden together this season, call.
Call and ask him questions.
He's going to be great.
Okay, and that number to call when we get our guest on, Andrew, after the break is 855-424-9825. Great information. And a great opportunity for you to learn something and get some ideas if you're going to be doing vegetables, a vegetable garden. And again, it's a toll-free number from anywhere, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Back with Bob Reed-Miller, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, Garden America here on Biz Talk Radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You know, a simple change in your lawn care practices this fall can create a carpet of green next spring that's safe for children and pets. Hi, this is Brian Main from Garden America. When the weather begins to cool, your lawn starts to build back its root system and needs extra nourishment. That's why experts agree that fall is the best time to fertilize your lawn. Most lawn fertilizers release their nutrients quickly, which produces lots of clippings and reduces root growth. But Milorganite, an organic nitrogen fertilizer, feeds your lawn slowly throughout the fall, providing more green color with less clippings and maximum recovery from summer stress. It's a trick golf course superintendents have used for decades. Milorganite applied now will help your lawn green up faster in spring while helping it recover quickly from winter damage. You'll improve your lawn's overall health and greatly reduce weed problems. So give your lawn the food it needs. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you. Again, that's Milorganite.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
800-516-5533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And we are back. It is 22 minutes after the hour, hour number two on this Saturday. Thank you for joining us and spending part of your weekend with us here at Garden America. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, Bob Reedmiller. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. Our guest Andrew is ready to go. But first of all, we got a quick phone call from Don in Chico. Let's go to Chico. Don, you've got a couple of questions here. Then we'll go to our guest. How can we help you, Don? Thank you for the call.
Yes. First of all, from calling from Chico,
yes,
California, and I'm a retired produce manager. Worked in produce with Safeway for 30 years. Yeah, and you were talking about apples last week. That makes them really shined and
buffed
and everything. Okay, what they do at our produce warehouse is it's vegetable beeswax.
That's what they put over the apples to make them shiny?
Yes.
Ah.
Vegetable beeswax. And does that happen after the apples arrive at the store or before they get there?
Before they get there.
Okay.
So it's a combination of vegetable oil? Yeah, a combination of vegetable oil and beeswax?
Our produce warehouse is down in Tracy, California.
Okay.
And well, that's
good news. I've never heard of that. That's interesting news. I didn't know that.
It's nice to know that it's nothing that's going to kill you.
Exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Exactly. So vegetable beeswax.
And also, I've personally, when I was working, I have ordered some from our warehouse. It's hard to find vegetable beeswax.
Yeah.
They're usually in down at a production. Mm-hmm. That would be in the warehouse or after, you know, they're treated and so forth.
Yeah, well, not a common substance for sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know Don? We appreciate that information. Again, we always learn something new, and most of the time it's from our listeners. So, and for you to remember last week's conversation, even we had to go back and think, what did we talk about last week? So, we appreciate that. Don, thank you so much for the call. We're up against the clock. We got to bring our guest on, but thank you for listening and call us anytime. Okay, Don? Thank you very much. All right.
All right.
Let's bring on Andrew and talk veggies, shall we, Tiger?
Yeah. So our next guest is another plant nerd, all right, just like myself here. Andrew Mefford from Growing for Market. Are you there with us, Andrew?
Here I am.
Hello,
hey, good
Andrew.
Morning. How's it going?
It's going great. Thanks so much for having me back on the program. I was on a couple of years ago back when I was working for Johnny Selected Seeds, and that was a blast. And so glad to be back again.
Yeah, well, welcome back. So tell us who you're working with now and what you're up to.
Yeah, bring us up to date after the last couple of years or so.
Sure, sure. A year and a half ago or so, I got the opportunity to take over editing a publication that I don't know if most of your listeners have heard of. It's called Growing for Market Magazine. The reason I'm not sure if they've heard of it is because it's a magazine of news and ideas for small and medium-sized commercial growers. So I'm guessing that most of your listeners are gardeners, but it does have a lot of relevant information because it's still on a small scale. And if you have any listeners who are thinking about trying to make a run as a market farmer, and by that I mean farmers market, farm stand, CSA, you know, the direct market kind of farming, it might be of interest to them. We have a website which is www.growingformarket.com. So it's GROWINGFORMARKET.com. They can check it out. But there's a lot of information on there, both about actually growing the vegetables, and then there's a lot about marketing and the business of a small scale farming. So I got the opportunity to take that over, which I jumped at because it was basically my favorite publication. And my background, I've been a commercial vegetable grower on the small scale, and then I was working for Johnny's Seeds for 7 years as the I was their greenhouse specialist and yes, plant nerd. In fact, I know you were talking about discussing vegetable varieties, which I'd love to hear from anybody on that because what I did, your listeners might find this interesting, if they sit down this time of year and crack open the seed catalog and wonder, well, where do all these varieties come from? Well, I was listening to the show and you were talking about the breeding there for a second. Well, you know, retail seed companies like Johnny's or the other places that your listeners are getting their seeds from, they have people like me who would do trials, and because every year, as your previous guests were talking about, there are people whose full-time jobs, of course, are developing these new varieties. And there's so many new varieties every year. There's no way any one company could try them all. So I had a great job. I loved it. What I did was it was up to me to run trials on certain specific crops. So I would do tomatoes and most of the greenhouse crops like tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, and eggplants. And so I got to scratch this itch that I think most gardeners have at some point, which is to plant one of everything in the seed catalog, right? And so it was my job to find all the new varieties that I possibly could and then set up trials where we had a research farm at, you know, Johnny's. And I think some companies have their own farms and some you know, farm them out with other companies or something. But we actually had a research farm, which is not far from where I live in central Maine. And so it was my job to set up those trials and then take notes on the varieties as we went through the season as far as what was the most productive, what was the best tasting, what was the best looking. And so that's really how was our process of product development. Was to evaluate everything. The central question was really, is there a new variety that's better than our current, our old varieties? And if the answer is no, we would keep the varieties that we already had. And if the answer was yes, we would try to get the new varieties in the catalog. So that might be a little glimpse into the new variety development for your readers. And so I did that for many years, and now I'm editing this magazine and have a book coming out in February, which is about greenhouse growing.
The trials that you were doing on the trial farm, Was most of that in greenhouses? I ask because you say central Maine. That's not exactly like the growing climate of the world there.
Hey, Andrew, we're going to take a break. We'll answer that question when we come back. But a good question, Bob. And again, if you're listening right now, which obviously if you're listening, then you can hear us. So do give us a call if you have a question for one of us or Andrew. Sometimes I state the obvious. 855-424-9825. That is our number, 855-424-9825. We're going to come right back after our break and speak with Andrew and continue on your Saturday.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
It's Bare Root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
Yes, we are back 36 minutes after the hour. Lines open if you have a question for Andrew or one of us. Love to hear from you. Toll free at 855-424-9825. Now, again, Bob, pose that question again that we went into the break because you were asking about how he grows greenhouses.
Yeah, I was curious about the trial gardens or trial farms.
Especially
in
from
in
the
central
state
Maine.
Of Maine, yes.
You know, was that outdoors or indoors or both?
Yeah, how did you do that, Andrew?
Yeah, that is a good question, especially... Given the location in central Maine, it's not a long season area by any stretch of the imagination, and so Johnny's has indoor and outdoor trials there. Most of my work was in either greenhouses or hoop houses, was extending the season, and because speaking of varieties, you really have different varieties developed for greenhouse and hoop house growing, and so I was mostly trialing varieties for greenhouse or hoop house, and because that really became my own obsession. I mean, I love working with plants, but we originally started our farm in central Pennsylvania, and there you could plant tomatoes out relatively early in the season and have this nice long season. And before that, I had worked on farms all over the country. I had worked on farms in Pennsylvania and California and Washington State and Virginia and upstate New York, and then finally in Maine, where we ended up settling down. And so a lot of those places, almost all of them, in fact, had better, longer seasons than here in Maine. And my most favorite thing is tomatoes. And so it was a shock for me to move from Pennsylvania, where you could grow great tomatoes out in the field, up here. You know, the season is just so short. It's almost cooling off again by the time that the tomatoes get established in the summertime. In fact, we for our farm, we stopped growing large fruited tomatoes in the field at all. We still grow cherry and grape tomatoes out in the field, but the season is so short here. We decided to try to make money on growing and selling them. It really did not pay us back to grow the large fruited ones in the field. So that's where my obsession with the greenhouse and hoop house growing, or it's something I call protected culture. It's a term that I'm trying to get more popular. It's very common in Europe, and it refers to both greenhouse and hoop house growing, heated or unheated. I don't hear it used here in the States so much, which is why I'm trying to keep using it. But so I got really into protected culture, and that's one thing we were seeing in the company at the same time is that growers were getting more and more interested in extending the season, because there's this huge interest in local food And if you think about it, almost any area of the country is season limited on what local food season is. You know, you might have a few areas of Southern California or a few other particularly lucky locations where you can grow almost anything year-round. But what I was trying to do was help find good varieties and also find good techniques for growers in greenhouses and hoop houses to stretch out local food season. So that's why I kind of went down that rabbit hole and got so interested in that.
Oh, all right. And you have a book coming out in February, right?
Yes, I do. I have a book called The Greenhouse and Hoop House Grower's Handbook, Organic Vegetable Production Using Protected Culture. And that is from Chelsea Green Publishing, which has been a great publisher, which I knew they would be, because they've published a lot of the other books about sort of natural farming and gardening. There's really two places that book came from. One of them was that I had worked for a number of years on farms, as I mentioned, as an apprentice. You know, the way that I learned to farm was by working on other people's farms. And so when I got to Johnny's and was working in the industry, I got access to all these universities, research stations, and big commercial greenhouses and seed breeders. And what I found was that the big growers had a completely different growing style than the growers that I had worked on their farms. And they were, of course, getting much higher production. And at first I thought, well, you know, it must be chemicals or tools, you know, mechanized tools or something that smaller growers don't have access to. And so I learned as much as I could about their growing style. And really turns out it has a lot to do more with technique and growing style and variety selection than chemicals or mechanized tools or anything. And so I wanted to give those tools to smaller growers and gardeners to be able to benefit from them. And the other place the book comes from is I just got the same questions over and over again at Johnny's. In fact, that part of my job was answering growers' questions, okay? So I was supposed to stay up on the cutting edge of what people were doing. And so I just got the same questions over and over again. And it comes from something we say at the farmer's market, okay? At the farmer's market, we say, if we get the same question over and over again, it's time to make a sign, right? If some customers ask you how much the beef are 10 times in a row, it's time to put a price on the beef. And so I thought, well, I have a pretty good idea of what growers are struggling with because I keep getting the same questions. So I should, in fact, I had the thought, I thought, somebody should write this down. Somebody should write a book. I had that thought about 15 times before I said, well, maybe.
And you became the somebody. You became that somebody.
Yeah, sometimes you just, if you want it done, you just got to do it yourself. And so that book could be even being printed right now. It is, you can buy it from growingformarket.com. You can buy it wherever else books are sold. It's on sale as pre-sale right now. We expect to be shipping books at the beginning of February. So it's the kind of thing people could buy it right now or they could wait until it actually comes out. But I'm very excited that it's finally going to be in print and in people's hands.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a fun book for everyone because it's a technical book, but at the same time, I think a lot of people can use it. Andrew, I want to thank you for joining us this morning. Always fun chatting with you. Good luck on the book. Please let us know when it does hit stores so we can tell people when they could be expecting their books to come.
We can help promote it, you betcha.
All right?
Yeah, it's been fun. And we could even, once it comes out, we could even give a book away or something like that.
Perfect. Well,
you know what? Absolutely. That's a great idea. We will do that. Andrew, thank you so much. We'll be in touch and have you on again sometime soon. So take care. Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Great. Thanks so much, guys. It was my pleasure.
You got it. Bye. Okay. And I just showed you the seed catalog behind me.
Johnny's seed catalog.
Johnny's. At 43 minutes after the hour, we got a question. Did not want to go on the air, but wants to know. It should be a simple question here. This is from John in Santa Maria. When should he put Milorganite down for his apple trees?
For his apple trees.
Apple trees.
Bob, you want to?
Tiger?
All right. Well, you could put it down anytime. Well, you could put it down anytime.
And it wouldn't be a bad time to do it now because it's going to get watered in.
It's going to get watered
right,
in.
The rain going on.
And it's not necessarily the type of tree or plant that's going to rest. We don't want to fertilize when when a plant or a tree.
Right, but milorganite is so slow release and so gentle, it's not going to give the plant a bolt.
Yeah.
It's not going to go.
It's almost like an IV, a slow drip IV.
Slow drip, yeah.
But, and, but the ideal time would probably be for Santa Maria, your last cold month is probably
March. April, March. Yeah.
I was going to say March.
Yeah.
So starting in April, your fertilizing schedule would probably be the best.
Yeah.
Just like, but Bob had mentioned with milorganite, the nice thing about it is you can put it down now, and it's an organic product that doesn't force itself into the tree.
Not at all.
So therefore, even though you might put it down a little bit early, it's not going to force the tree to have any growth.
The only drawback really putting it down early is that you might lose some of the effectiveness because it'll just go away before the plant actually wants to take it up.
So you could now, but our advice is March.
March.
Sure. March.
Exactly. And then continue applying it March, April, May, June, July. And then right around August, you start backing off, and then, don't need to force it anymore after that.
Okay, last week we started giving away these great trowels. Who's the company again?
DeWitt.
DeWitt. It's a great company. This is a heavy-duty trowel. You're going to find them for $29, $30. We're also selling them. In the middle of the trowel, it's got a little bottle opener. So, it's kind of neat. But besides that, it's a very good trowel. So when we come back, we are going to play a little game.
We need
a caller.
To give you a chance to win this trowel, and I can't believe who just walked in.
Uh-oh.
I'm speechless. We'll come back, and we're going to do that. So stay with us.
I think I've seen a ghost.
Yeah, I do, too. I'm feeling kind of strange right now.
You look good.
We're coming right back.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
So, Tiger... Not this song, Eye of the Tiger, but you, Tiger. In light of what just happened in the last couple of 2 or 3 minutes, you want to put off our giveaway till...
Let's go ahead and
We'll do a giveaway next week, and we're going to have some fun with it.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we have a special guest. You feel like talking, right? A little bit? Come on.
That's what I said. Hang on.
Hang on just a second.
I like the background music right now.
I'd like to introduce a very special guest. In fact, you know, we teased it going into the break, and somebody said, I certainly hope your visitor is John. Are we correct in assuming you're John?
Really? Did somebody really say that?
Yeah. Rochelle says, hope your surprise visitor is John.
You know, I have to thank Rochelle and Chuck for the nice card, the get-well card they sent.
They called me for your address, and then for the last week or so, Dana says, we got to buy John a card. Now it's too late. No, it's not too late. You'd love to receive a card.
Absolutely. I got a lot of nice cards from listeners that I really appreciate it.
Yeah. So you look good. You're recovering.
I'm going to be back next Saturday.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Excellent. So thanks.
And I appreciate Bob filling in for me.
You know what? When did I call you? Last week? Last minute thought. At like 6:20 in the morning.
2 weeks ago.
Two
weeks ago when I was already scheduled to come in.
Yeah, I didn't. I wanted to make sure.
And it was like 5:20 in the morning, and I was not awake, you know.
But he got here on time, so everything's been rolling right along. We're glad you're here. At first, I wasn't too sure you should be here, but you're okay to drive now because you're off medication.
Right. That's what was keeping me off. Yesterday was really the first day I drove. At all, and then drove down here because I didn't want Tiger to make that long drive up to Fallbrook.
See, he's so thoughtful,
yeah,
Tiger.
He's so thoughtful. I love how he pins it on me. I feel horrible right now.
But you are very, very sorely missed. And a lot of inquiries.
I'm sure you guys did a good job. I'm looking forward to coming back next week, though, because I haven't been able to chat with our new listeners yet.
We've got new listeners. We got a call last week from Dallas.
Ah.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know we were on in Dallas.
You know what? We've the Saturdays, you know, you said when we decided to do this that you had a good feeling about Saturdays.
Right.
And we've had a lot of phone calls, a lot of emails, and it's pumped up real good.
Perfect. And you get to go to church on Sunday,
I get to
which
have
is
Sundays
a
off.
Huge improvement
oh my gosh.
In your life.
No, I just having that, waking up and not having to be anywhere for one day is amazing. Like,
it's like a mini vacation.
It's absolutely, it is. But I want to tell the listeners, because obviously it's radio, not TV. John looks good. You can
yes.
be on TV right now. You look
oh,
good.
Yeah.
Yep. You look good.
Yeah, and, like, it's almost scary because...
Even my black eye.
It's not
even
nothing
see it.
Happened.
Right.
No,
it's gone.
I don't see anything.
You know, you sent me. Do you remember sending me a text of you in the hospital?
I do.
Okay, I've got it.
About 15 minutes.
But you know, it got worse after that.
Did it?
Oh, did
much
it?
Worse. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's the trust me. It did not go on Facebook. I don't think. No, it did not. It's not on Facebook. But so we're glad to have you. Big knock on the head. Doctors want you to be careful, be cautious, and just see how things go. Right?
Yeah. I really appreciate it. The only holdback is the weather's been bad anyway, so I couldn't get out and prune the roses. But I have. I think I've pruned a dozen roses in the last week.
Oh, you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just.
Is anybody supervising you?
I know.
Because they
usually yell at me.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think you're doing?
You should see what the roses look like.
Yeah. Wait a minute. There was some vision loss.
Yeah. They look fine to me.
He sees three canes and he just picks one.
He needs special shoes or something that grips so you don't fall.
Or you know what? I'm wearing the shoes that I fell into.
Oh, boy. Oh goodness.
What are they, dress shoes or something?
No, they're Timberlands. They're actually...
Now, was it wet?
It was raining. It was drizzling.
Okay.
It was really drizzly. And I guess my driveway is always slippery when it's wet, but since we've had no rain for 5 years,
it loosened everything up. Yeah, this is one heck of a storm that we've had here. But I'm sure that a lot of people feel better hearing your voice.
Yeah.
I know we do. And we're
right.
glad you're
here. Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm going to give this back to Bob so you guys can finish up.
We just got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure people, absolutely, people want to hear from you. In fact, I can even get up and leave and you can come back here. No, wait, you better not. There's a lot of buttons back
yeah,
here.
Yeah, he'll just start pushing
even
things.
Even before I cracked my head open, I don't think I could get back there.
But let's see, what else? We've had, he did you read Tiger's article on roses last week, right? His little newsletter thing on roses? We laughed about that.
2 weeks ago.
Was it 2 weeks
ago? I put a blurb in there on how to prune your roses.
And he was waiting.
And I authored it.
He was waiting to hear from you Tiger, what are you doing? This is my field of expertise.
I saw it, but I have to admit I did not read it.
Yeah.
You don't need to
read it. He was over it.
It's okay. It's over.
What did you say? Did you give the right instructions to people?
I don't know. You'll have to read it.
Yeah, we can discuss that next week.
I said cut them all the way down to the ground, you know, dig them out.
With a lawnmower?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Make sure to use dull shears.
In fact, I just trimmed all mine back for the first time last weekend. Got them all down. So,
I have a plant at home for you.
Do you?
I do.
Oh.
It's just coming into bud. So I'll bring that in next Saturday.
Do I need to remind you?
It's a Velthemia. Mm.
I've always wanted one of those.
Love them. They're beautiful.
Nothing's changed, John.
It's the kind of plant you would like. Yep. It's a Brian kind of plant.
Is it? Okay. Color?
It does have color, and it's this one. There's two species from South Africa, and I think this particular one is the one that likes a little more water, right? The forest lily, they call it sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, we just got an email. From Rochelle, and it says, because I answered back and said, yes, it's John, feel so much better hearing John.
Whew.
Like, relief.
I think Rochelle was really concerned because she sent me two get well cards.
Hell, that's, yeah, she was concerned, as were our listeners. And
you know, back to John's gift to Brian here, it's funny because we were talking during the break, and you know, we're all kind of plant nerds, and we've been talking plant nerds a little bit today, and John loves to go out and find new stuff,
right?
But Brian just simply receives it all, and we were talking during the break,
yes,
and how each one of his plants is like a child to him. And so he felt, because we were talking, there's this one ficus, and we're like, you just got to leave it when you,
because the roots have grown into the ground.
Don't try to dig it out. It's not going to do any good.
So
this is another child that John is adding to your group.
Hey, that's going to do it. John, great to hear from you. John is back again next weekend. And Bob, you're welcome to drop in anytime you want to. I'll set up an extra mic if we have to.
You got it. I'll surprise
Hey, thank you so much. Have yourself a great rest of your Saturday. And John is back, obviously, next week for the entire crew. John Begnasker, Tiger Palafox, Bob Reedmiller. I'm Brian Main. Get Growing America. Take care.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.